With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today that the U.S. undertook the war in Iran for the free world and questioned the value of the NATO alliance if those countries don't stand with America in a time of crisis. He also said the U.S. has multiple options when it comes to tactics it might use against Iran.
Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are. So if we needed to, we could execute those options on behalf of the President of the United States and this department. Or maybe we don't have to use them at all. Maybe negotiations work, or maybe there's a different approach. But the point is to be unpredictable in that.
Ed Hegseth, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff General Dan Kane, also joined in and wrapped up a news conference at the Pentagon today. Hegseth said the president's pointing out that you don't have much of an alliance if you don't have countries that are not willing to stand with you when you are in time of need. Meanwhile, in Israel, that's the sound of sirens as civilians and rescue teams inspect the damage following an Iranian missile attack in the Israeli city of Bray Brak as Iran continues to try and target Israeli civilians. Correspondent Isabel Deborah reports the UN is meeting to discuss the killing of Indonesian peacekeepers in Lebanon.
We heard that two of the peacekeepers were killed when some kind of explosion hit their vehicle, also seriously wounding another peacekeeper as well. And that came just several hours after, in a different area of southern Lebanon, some kind of projectile hit the UN peacekeeping post, killing another Indonesian peacekeeper. So the United Nations tells us that, look, these are incidents that are under investigation. We don't know at the moment where that explosion came from, what was the cause of it that hit the vehicle.
And this is SRN News. A battle over faith in European soccer. Michael Harrington has the details.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people aged 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults are doing it. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements and requesting abortion drugs at higher rates in states with parental involvement laws. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomas now with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Spice and flavorings company McCormick is combining with Unilever's foods division, which includes household names like Hellmann's and Knorr. McCormick and its red-capped array of spices is a $15 billion company. The stable of brands it's adding from Unilever are worth billions more. The combination will create a food company with $20 billion in annual revenue. Wall Street rebounded in today's early going as oil prices are holding above $100. The U.S. and Iran trade military strikes. It's been almost 4 years since gas prices have been this high, averaging just over $4 a gallon, according to AAA. That's the national average. Drivers in some states have been paying a lot more for a while now. The California average, $5.85 a gallon. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.